My beloved, God is faithful to show up. Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever, but all of a sudden Jesus shows up and he touches her hand and she is healed by his power and by his grace. There have been many times in my life where I just needed God to show up. That's all I need is the Lord, and God is faithful to do so.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Matthew in chapter 8, verse 14. It says, "Now when Jesus had come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him." My friend, I just want one touch from Jesus. I just want the Lord to touch me. And I hope and pray that you desire the same. There might be situations that you're going through, circumstances, trials, hardships. Just one touch from Jesus makes the difference. For Peter's mother-in-law, she was sick with a fever. But one touch from the Master, one touch from Jesus, and she is healed and she's made whole. I've had the Lord touch me many times in my life, and I thank God. Sometimes you just need a touch to be refreshed and renewed in the Holy Spirit of God. Don't let anybody talk you out of God. Or don't let anybody say that God doesn't heal today or God doesn't baptize in the Holy Spirit today. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm sorry. They don't understand the Lord or His Word. But my friend, He's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. And He still moves in hearts and lives today. So we see here that Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever that was so high and so severe that it's recorded in the Bible, God's Word, for eternity. I remember myself having a high fever with the flu. And oh, my friend, when I'm sick with a flu with a high fever, I mean, it makes me delirious. I just want God to heal me or God to take me home. God, do something. But a fever is different for a child than it is for an adult. A child can take it better. But for adults, it's pretty bad. See, Peter's mother-in-law was an adult, and it must have been a pretty bad fever. She was also probably in a great deal of pain, body aches, the cramps. Perhaps she was dehydrated. Was it the flu? Was it food poisoning? Was it an infection? We don't know. But we do know this. Jesus took notice of her. So it must have been pretty severe. The Bible says he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Well, my friend, thank God that Jesus saw. He took notice. You know, some don't even take notice. Some don't care. They don't see. They don't look. But Jesus sees and Jesus takes notice and Jesus cares. My friend, maybe you think nobody cares. Nobody sees what I'm going through. Nobody knows and nobody understands. But my friend, God sees, God takes notice, and God understands. If the Lord be with you, then who can be against you? My friend, Jesus saw. But what does that mean? See, for Jesus to see has a deeper meaning than we think. For Jesus to see not only means that he saw, but it also means that he's going to do something about it. In other words, Jesus will provide. We have the story in Genesis chapter 2 where God told Abraham to offer his only son Isaac as an offering unto the Lord. But rather than offering Isaac, the Lord provided a ram that was caught in a thicket. There, God revealed himself to Abraham as Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide, or the Lord sees, or the Lord will see to it, or Jehovah will see. In other words, what the Lord sees, he will also provide, and the Lord will see to it. With Abraham, God provided a sacrifice, a ram caught in a thicket. With Peter's mother-in-law, God provided by healing her of her sickness, of her fever. My friend, God sees and God provides. Don't you forget it. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. God will see to it. Praise God that Jesus saw her lying there sick and he did something about it. What did he do? But he touched her and her fever was gone.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.